A statement from our next guest. Venn Johnson Law acknowledges the extremely long path for justice that our clients endured, along with the more than 1,000 other claimants, and applaud their collective commitment to justice. We thank the plaintiffs' steering committee and the lawyers who represent these survivors for all of their hard work. May this settlement help ensure the proliferation of sexual abuse in colleges and universities never be repeated, and serve as an important reminder that regardless of a university's financial and athletic success, ignoring the obvious dark truth of sex abuse is unacceptable. You'd like to believe that didn't have to be said, but Venn Johnson of Venn Johnson Law, you said it, and nobody can disagree with that. Good morning. Long time no talk to.
Good morning, Paul. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Venn, and I'm glad things are going well for you. And the headline, U of M strikes $490 million deal with doctors' accusers, and now some very difficult work, as I understand it, happens, because someone's going to be appointed to have to decide how much each individual will get. How does that work?
It's for people that don't do what I do, Paul. It seems completely crazy. But the sad reality of our times is we now have a roadmap to doing this from 9/11 survivors to Ohio State University sex abuse scandal, Penn State, Michigan State, Nassar, USC. And so what you end up doing is hiring an allocator. An allocator is just, to me, a fancy word for kind of a settlement guy or gal. And what they do is they review the briefs that each and every lawyer will file on behalf of their client. I have 25 clients. Each one of my clients will have their own brief, written materials that overview the facts and circumstances of their case and their damages. And that will be submitted to the allocator. Allocator will review that. And then more likely than not, we'll either have a Zoom conference meeting with that client and the lawyer. So at this point, 1,000 and 50 some, or I've seen a couple different numbers, but over 1,000. And yeah. Then, like you say, Paul, they assign, some people call them points. Some, you don't want points, if you get my drift. The more points you get in something like this, the more times you were sexually abused, and the more things that you don't even want to hear about or think about in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to think about it at all. I don't want to believe that this can happen time and time and time and time again, all over the country.
But, Paul, doesn't it suggest at least one thing that, again, the proliferation of this wasn't just in Michigan. Obviously, in two different places in Michigan. This wasn't just in Columbus. This just wasn't in Happy Valley. Sorry, that seems a weird term for
it that. It is a weird
it's
name.
Everywhere. But, Paul, the only way that this can exist, the one and only way, that this can exist is when you have people that, for whatever reason, afraid, don't want to get involved, whatever, say nothing, even though they saw many things. And that's the one of many sad tragedies of this case, of course, is the Wilmer Hale report, the report that U of M Board of Regents paid over $500,000 to have compiled by a big fancy law firm, by the way, out of state. So you U of M alums that work at big law firms, ask yourself why they didn't come to you. Anyway,
good job. Good job. Way to get that in there.
Come on, Paul. I went to Kalamazoo College. What do they care? So the fact of the matter is, though, that this was the findings were so concrete and so crystal clear that this was noted and seen and reported by so many different people in administration and coaching.
Yeah, and joked.
Seemed to me inevitable.
And joked about.
Well, okay, but Paul, again, and this is another sad, tragic reality of this type of work. Guess who, in their infinite wisdom, when they're sexually abused, try to forget about it, deny it, and then joke about it, and it's men. Because obviously, if you're sexually abused by a man, right, it means that you did something wrong. And so this case was fraught with so many of these just overtones and just, like I said, to me, it was just a really scary, scary reality of how bad and how across the country this entire problem is.
Van Johnson, one of the attorneys in the Dr. Anderson case with the 25 sex abuse survivors as his specific clients, what do you think, in your very bright mind and legal mind, what can we do to make sure this does not keep repeating itself?
Number one thing is keep a lookout. And when you see something that seems weird and out of place, it is. So report it respectfully. That doesn't mean you have to say, oh, hey, I thought Dr. Anderson was sexually abusing somebody. But when you see repeated things that are completely strange, a person going after hours to an office setting, ongoing contact between people, and the list goes on and on and on. But obviously, in administration and those of us that are running our own business and so forth, the number one thing, ask any employment lawyer, Paul, the second that you hear something, the employer under Michigan Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act have an absolute responsibility to promptly and immediately investigate. And those investigations need to be real as opposed to whitewashes and pretend like nothing's happened. And we'll just move the person who reported the abuse and pretend like the whole thing didn't happen. And that's exactly what happened in U of M, in my opinion.
And so many people see something, say something, do something. If people would live by that, we'd have a safer world all the way around. Meanwhile, Ben Johnson, you did a lot of work. All the attorneys here did a lot of work, obviously. $490 million is a lot of money, except you've got to spread it out over at least 1,050 people, with $30 million being held back for anyone who steps up finally and has the courage to be able to speak out if there are any other victims. But wouldn't it be, if $490 million is the amount, wouldn't it be more fair to have a separate amount to pay for all of the legal costs and to pay you attorneys rather than taking that money out of the $490 million that's supposed to go to the victims?
Sure. Why don't you call Michigan Board of Regents and tell them they need to pay another few hundred million? I'm sure they'd be very happy to hear that, Paul.
As I was saying that, I thought, what are you saying? I'm a strong U of M. I love University of Michigan. My children go there and went there, and I was proud to be able
to. And graduated from there, Paul. I mean, the connections are everywhere.
But my point is only this. You just said it, Vin. I'm assuming that you threw that figure in there because we're looking at a couple hundred million dollars legal expense, which means that that thing is almost cut in half for the victims.
Well, now you want to have a debate on the fairness and equity of contingent fee agreements. I'm happy to have that with you.
No, I'm not having a debate on that.
But that's how I get paid, Paul. You know, that's the situation. And the question is, how many lawyers from the big firms, I won't name names, love them all. They're all great lawyers and great law firms. How many of those people stepped up and took cases for free and took no fees, took nothing, no cost up front, nothing for 2 years and took the risk of all of this? And the answer is no one. This is a contingent fee, classic contingent fee situation. And again, it has over and over and over been approved by the Michigan Supreme Court. I don't think it's going away because it does serve a particular purpose. And in a case like this, that's how it is. So under Michigan law, that you care, we're one of the only states in our immediate region, for sure, Paul, we call it pro plaintiff state, so pro victim, where the costs come off the top and then the one third is divided by into our attorney to establish our attorney fee. Most other states, they get their fee off the top. And then all the costs come out of the client section, which ends up getting more for the attorney.
I hit a sore spot. I didn't mean to. I'm not questioning how you get paid, but my point is,
you're going to answer your question.
I know. You'll be surprised when I say this. You'll like this, Vin. Some of my best friends are lawyers. So anyway, there you are.
I love that about you.
Keep up the good work. Vin Johnson doing a nice job of Vin Johnson Law, and a good plug for K College as well. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
You too.